Just before we, amen, praise God, get started in the Word of God, amen, praise God. We thank God for them. I thank God for everybody, of course, amen. But we thank God for them South Carolina folks. Amen. South Carolina folks, stand up again, in South Carolina. Amen. Y'all know anything about that 85 corridor coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina, Gastonia, Kings Mountain, Blacksburg, Gaffney, Inman, Spartanburg. Oh, Lord, can this and thank his evil. Amen. So we thank God for them South Carolina folks. I guess you figured it out by now. I know there's something about South Carolina. You better give God a praise. Can you say amen? Oh, come on, praise him. You can say praise him. The idea of, amen, something being irrelevant, amen, praise God, is, amen, praise God, amen, something, praise God, that we have deemed, hallelujah, that it does not, amen, praise God, apply to us. It has no impact on what we're doing, amen, praise God, what we're saying or performing, can you say amen? It just, amen, praise God, does not apply to me. And amen, praise God. And we're living in a time, praise God, that, amen, praise God, those things, praise God, that are, amen, irrelevant, amen, praise God, amen, we, amen, the young folk have taken the kind of phrase that, amen, they want to say, well, whatever, can we say amen? I guess I've done it, amen. They've taken the phrase that they say, whatever, amen. It means, praise God, that it doesn't matter, thank you, amen, what you say. It doesn't matter what you're doing, amen, praise God, whatever, amen, praise God, is going on. It just doesn't apply to me. And amen, praise God. And so then we are in the midst of a time, amen, praise God, where, amen, the world in general is trying to make God irrelevant. Amen, praise God. Yeah, he's, amen, supposedly to be God. Yeah, he's supposedly to be the creator. Yes, amen, praise God. He's supposedly to be, praise God, the being that is above every other being. But too many people, God, have come to the idea that what God says, amen, just doesn't apply to me. And so, praise God, they make the attempt, hallelujah, at making God irrelevant. Amen, praise God. But we have heard, amen, as God witnessed, hallelujah, in the Old Testament, praise God, for those that were dreamers of dreams. Amen, praise God. And he, amen, praise God, let it be known, praise God, that, hallelujah, through dreams, the people of God had been deceived. Don't misunderstand me. It does not say, and God does not mean to imply, that he does not use a dream. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. But we are to understand that we are never to substitute that which God uses for God. Tell your neighbor, praise God, it doesn't matter what God uses. Amen, praise God. Whatever he uses, it's not him. Amen, praise God. And so, God let them know that the one that dreamed a dream, you tell a dream. Amen, praise God. But you, hallelujah, that have my word, I want you, amen, to testify and prophesy of my word. Because God said, for what is the chaff to the wheat? Can you say amen? In other words, praise God, God wants us to realize and focus on the truth that God word matters above every other thing that might be going on. The word of the Lord, it matters. Amen, praise God. And so, amen, praise God, no matter how, amen, praise God, we want to say the word don't apply to you. It don't apply to me. My circumstance, my situation, it's irrelevant to me. The reality is that the word, amen, is relevant to
every one of us, because all of us need the word of God if we are to live. Amen. Without God's word, you will not have life. Amen. And so praise God. Not only praise God, does God speak it. Amen. But it's spoken for our good, for our benefit, that we might eat it, receive it, and amen, praise God, have life through the word of the Lord. Amen. God is clear. Amen. Praise God. Everything else is going down. Amen. The flower, it will fade. Can you say amen? But the word of our God, it will endure forever. Tell your neighbor, the word will always be there. You ought to give him a praise, because that's what you needed when you were down in your valley. You needed a word from the Lord. You needed a consolation that only God could give, to let you know you may be in a low place, but because of who I am, I'm going to make everything all right. You have to praise him again. Can you say amen? And so praise God. The more men try to minimize God, amen, praise God, the more he shows up over here, shows up over there. What he's letting men know, that you can't minimize me. I'm too great. I'm too mighty. I'm too high. You can't make me nothing, because I am everything. I am life eternal. I'm your deliverance. I'm your help. I'm everything that you need. Can we say amen? What happens when people, amen, get the attitude, amen, praise God, that I can take the word or leave it? Amen, praise God. That attitude says it's not really important. I can take it if I want to, and I can leave it if I don't want to. Can we say amen? But amen, dealing with God's word, he does not leave us with our options. You got to do what God said. Can you say amen? Either do it or be sorry. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, either you do it or you're going to be sorry. You'll never be able, amen, to override the power of God's word. What happens is, amen, when we begin to minimize and call, amen, the word of God irrelevant, can you say amen? It leads to irreverence. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when we make God's word irrelevant, it leads to irreverence. Amen. In other words, we don't want to praise him. We don't want to give him the glory. We don't want to magnify him. We don't want to stand beside the seraphim and cry, holy, 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 as our God. But here is the time that we're living in. Every child of God needs to stand up and let the world know. Maybe he don't mean nothing to you, but he means everything. Man will never deliver you. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. among themselves. Don't make no difference. We gotta agree with God. If we don't agree with God, we can make all the agreements you wanna make. Can you say amen? Your covenant with death, it ain't gonna stand. The bed is too short for you to stretch yourself out on. I can never allow the word of God to become irrelevant in my life. Can you say amen? It applies to me. It applies to me. It applies. And David said, Lord, you know my down city. You know, Lord, my upright. You know the way that I take. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't nobody know you. And when God know you, He got a word for you. Can you say amen? He got a word. The prophet, He got a word. The lead, He got a word. The God, He got a word.
Come on, come on.
I can't be irrelevant.
Come on, preacher.
It's necessary.
Come on.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
When we start to hold to tradition of men, our judgment becomes faulted. When we begin to elevate what men say above what God says, we're putting ourselves in trouble. Can you say amen? Don't hold on to what I say. Amen. Praise God. If I haven't spoken the word of God, it ain't going to profit you. Can you say amen? But you hold on to the word of God. When it look like you don't need it, take it, because you're going to need it. When it look like you can get around behind it, amen, you better hold on to it, because it'll find you wherever you are. It'll walk you down. It'll pull you out. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
I won't be long, praise God. But the apostles were accused.
Come on.
To their master.
Come on.
What's wrong with your people?
Come on.
These your people.
Yes,
sir. Why do your disciples eat with unwashed hands?
Come on. Come on.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
So it is, praise God, that when we don't look past tradition and look to the word of God, we bring ourselves to places we condemn what God does not condemn.
Come on, come on.
We put down
speak it.
What God desires to lift up.
Come on, speak it.
We cast out
come on.
What God wants to hold on to.
Yeah, come on. Woo. That's good.
Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Why are they eating with unwashed hands?
Oh.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Already read it to you. Jesus has questioned them. Amen. Praise God. Why are you exalting traditions of men above the word of God? Because by tradition, amen. Praise God. The gift that has been presented to God. Amen. Praise God. You have allowed yourself to get in the place where you say, if I've dedicated to this to God, then I don't owe my daddy or my mother anything. And God says, by your tradition, you've made the word of God of none effect.
Come on, Lord
Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. You're washing this and you're washing that. You're washing the pots. You're washing the cups. You're washing all of that. Can you say amen? But you don't understand. I ain't worried about dirty hands. I'm worried about a dirty heart. You say, thank you, Jesus. The only way you're going to get clean is by taking heed to the word of the Lord. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, you got to wash and you got to keep on washing, because if you wash, and keep on washing, the word will make you clean. Amen. If you wash and you keep on washing, the word will deliver you. If you wash and keep on washing, God's word can turn things around. Can we say amen? And so praise God. We want to be encouraged to get to the place where we lift up the word of God. We esteem his word even more than our necessary bread. Anybody rather have God's word than a pork chop? You better praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. So it is that while the world, amen, desires to make, amen, God irrelevant, the reality is that everything that's not about the word of God, everything that's not tied to our Lord and our Savior, everything that is not about who he is and the worship and the praise of his name, that's irrelevant. Amen. Praise God. So you make 100,000 or 6 or 7. Amen. 100,000. It's a rebel. You live up on Nob Hill. You got a house that's stretched for blocks and miles. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You walk with a crew. Everybody got their arms around you, patting you on the back, looking at you, telling you, you the man. You the man. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. We, hallelujah, praise God. Amen, got the promotion on the job. You've moved up this grade. You got this. Can you say amen? But I heard God say, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? All that gain is a rebel. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So praise God. Just because the enemy want to make you hold your head down, amen, because you got some trouble in your life, you got to remember who you are. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Can you say amen? Yeah. I ain't going to deny I'm in the valley. But you know what? The valley is a rebel. Can you say amen? Because what matters is who's with me. Amen. Why? Amen. Praise God. You refuse not to pray. You're praying all the time. Can you say amen? Why does God exalt us that we are to always pray and not to say? Can you say amen? Because the things outside of what prayer will bring us, amen, the deliverance that God wants for us is irrelevant. Jesus. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Then I'm not well in my body. It don't matter. I'm getting a new one. Yeah, I am. I'm getting a new one. Can you say amen? It don't matter that I ain't no multi-millionaire. The truth is, you don't know how rich I am. Can you say amen? And your little bit of money, that's irreverent. So then, praise God. I gotta walk like I understand. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That when you get on my nerves, you don't get on my nerves. Can you say thank you, Jesus? When you throw your brick and your stone, it don't matter. Can you say amen? That's just a reverend. I'm gonna keep on. Anybody gonna praise him through your storm? Anybody gonna give him the glory? No matter how low your valley, it don't matter. If you ain't got a whole lot of money, and you got a whole lot of Jesus, and if you got a whole
No matter how hard you try, you will never make him. Can you say
amen?
You will always be the one and the only God. He will always be the only Savior. He will always be the only hope that you have. As I leave you today, the occasion came, hallelujah, when the word of God got hard. Tell your neighbor, it get hard sometimes. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it get hard sometimes. Hello, somebody. Amen. You gotta love.
Uses. Uh-huh.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell your neighbor, Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. Go ahead.
Because God can use whatever. When you get it twisted, you think, amen, the power's in the ark. The power is in God. He's the God of the ark. When you get it twisted, you think you got to do it a certain way. But don't you limit your cup. God got ways you don't know nothing. He got ways you don't know. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because you can't conceive what God can do. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. It's beyond your comprehension. You looking over that hill and God coming that way. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And you wonder how did God get up on you and you never saw him coming? Because you're looking the wrong way.
Come on.
God is the only reverent thing in this universe. Beside God, everything else is irrelevant. We need God. We need his word. And we need to draw closer to our God. Be encouraged, praise God. Because the enemy wants you to turn loose of that you need. Can you say amen? If you've got to stand and declare, amen, praise God. And I don't care how long it takes. Amen, praise God. I heard what he told me. Don't throw away my confidence. For he that shall come. What you say? He will come. And the good news is, and when he starts to deliver, I tell you, man, God don't do halfway stuff. He don't do halfway stuff. He don't start to save you and then walk away from you. Can you say thank you? He don't do halfway stuff. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God. You might as well fess up and tell the truth. If God healed you, you're healed.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. If he healed you, you're healed. And if you ain't healed, the truth is I know I can be. Can you say amen? So I ain't afraid to say I ain't healed yet. But once I say I'm healed, I'm done. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But if I understand, then I'm not afraid to confess what I am. I tell the devil, I'm in the valley. Don't act like I ain't in the valley. But what I know is that the God of the mountain
is
a God in the valley. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And that God will never be irrelevant in my life. God bless you.